Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor.
I've got someone special with me here today, and we're going to talk about... What book are we going to talk about?
The Princess in Black and the Giant Problem.
Can you tell me your name and how old you are?
I am Livy Hollins, and I am 11 years old.
Livy, what is this book about?
This book is about, like, the Princess in Black and her friends trying to save the day from a giant monster.
Yeah, and it's written by Shannon Hale and Dean Hale, illustrated by Laywin Pham. What's your favorite part of the book?
My favorite part of the book was when all the superhero kids came, and I just loved that part because it was just really cool reading it.
So, oh wait, I've got to tell you my favorite part of the book. Because do you remember what the giant says?
I really like that part.
Yes, yes. And he says, squashy.
Yes. Yes, he does. I remember that. He said squashy.
Did you say it a specific way in your head every time?
Yeah, well, I read it out loud to my mom. I would always say, squashy.
Is there anything else that you liked about the book?
My favorite part of the favorite part was, like, I liked how it was really diverse. It wasn't just one race of kids. It had all different races. And I liked how everyone helped out and they didn't leave anyone out.
Can you tell grown-ups where they can go get this book?
They can really get it from any bookstore.
Yeah, they can. They can get it from any bookstore or any place online where books are sold. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem.
Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I want to send a big hello and thank you to three listeners, Layana, Amaya, and B. Rose. I'm so glad you all like Girl Tales. Thank you so much for listening. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. To support Girl Tales, head to patreon.com/girltales to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode. Today, I'm going to share a short story while we work on making our fairy tales for next season. This one is called Amina Appleseed. It's our own twist on the American folktale, Johnny Appleseed. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine, Amina Appleseed. Amina lives in the United States, but when she was a young girl, she grew up far, far from the U.S., almost as far as you can get. Amina was born in what is now Kazakhstan, in Central Asia. She was born in a small town in the Tian Shan Mountains, near the border with China. But when she was born over 100 years ago, Kazakhstan was part of the Russian Empire. Amina didn't know much about the Russian Empire. She lived a simple life in the countryside. She especially loved to go pick apples from the apple trees near her town. Amina had a special gift, even when she was a kid. She could talk to the trees. I know what you're thinking. Anyone can talk to trees, and that's true. You could go talk to a tree right now if you wanted. But the thing about Amina is that the trees spoke back. She could understand the language of the trees, which most people take a long, long, long time to learn. But she could speak to trees when she was young, and that is pretty special. And some of the trees she talked to were also special. You see, apple trees didn't just show up growing all over the place all the time. Apple trees all began in one place. They all began right near Amina's town, in the Tian Shan Mountains of Kazakhstan. Amina loved to go talk to the trees, and they were always happy to talk with her. They offered her apples to take home to her family, and they told her stories about the rest of the world and about other trees and the many, many things trees knew. so they can spread news pretty quickly anywhere around the world. Plus, they live a very long time and have good memories. One day, when Amina was walking down the road to the apple trees, she noticed something different. The trees were very, very quiet. Normally, she would talk to all the trees on the way to the apple trees. But today, the trees seemed sad. And when she got to the apple trees, they were quiet too. Amina said, "Apple trees, what is wrong? Why are you so quiet today?" Her favorite tree, whose name, in tree language, of course, means friendly, dappled apple tree, finally spoke.
"Amina, there's a revolution happening in Russia. We are sad because we are thinking of our friends, the trees who are being cut down or burned because of the revolution. We are also sad because we know that you will have to leave us."
Amina didn't want to leave her friends. She said, "I won't leave you. I'm going to stay right here. You are my friends." But that night, when she went home with apples for her family, her mother and father sat her down for a big talk. "Amina," said her mother, "we know you are still young, but there is a revolution. There will be dangerous fighting, and we must send you away, somewhere safe."
"But I don't want to leave. Why can't we all stay here and I can be with my friends, the apple trees, and with you, my family?"
Amina was upset. Her father took her hand. "It's all right, Amina. We will join you as soon as we can, but you must start your journey to America tomorrow. We know you are strong enough and smart enough, and you have the trees to help you."
Now, you might be thinking you would not like to leave your friends and family to set off on a journey all by yourself. Amina did not want to either. Or maybe you're thinking you would love to go all by yourself over a whole continent to another land far away across an ocean. Remember that Amina took this journey long ago because of a very dangerous war. And remember that you should never leave on a journey without your parents or the people who take care of you. That night, before she had to leave, Amina cried, and the cherry tree outside her window sang her a song to help her sleep.
"The blossoms lead way, and outside your gate a pathway with promised adventure. As my petals will fall, you reach up, catch them all. Wind blows the blooms round for you. When you're ready to go, know you're not on your own. My flowers will grow in your name. Sleep well, sweet Amina. Tomorrow is your big day."
Early in the morning, just as the sun was rising, Amina packed a small bag with some food for her journey. Apples, of course. She kissed her parents goodbye and started walking. On her way to the train that would take her to the boat that would take her to America, she passed her friends, the apple trees.
"Goodbye, Amina. We will watch over your family, and we have sent word to our tree friends near and far to help you and keep you safe."
Amina was full of sorrow to leave her friends. Friendly dappled apple tree called to her. Amina, wait. Take some of my branches with you. If you share them with the trees on your journey, you will always have us with you. Yes, yes, Amina, take my branches.
And some of mine.
Mine too. All the apple trees offered her some branches. Now, you might be wondering, what? Why are these trees giving away their branches? Can't she just take some seeds and grow trees that way? Well, you can grow an apple tree from a seed, but most apple trees actually are grown by grafting. Grafting is attaching an apple tree branch to another tree. So this way, Amina could grow her apple tree friends on other similar trees wherever she went. Soon, Amina's arms were full of apple tree branches, and she told her friends she loved them and would miss them, and would graft their branches to keep them with her wherever she went. Amina walked for 5 days to the train that took her across Siberia in 6 days, all the way to Vladivostok on the eastern coast of Russia. In Vladivostok, she took a boat ride that lasted 25 days. Until finally she reached the United States and landed in San Francisco, California. She had to go through Angel Island, where the men laughed at her branches and called her Tree Girl. Amina didn't care what they thought. She was happy to have her friends with her. After 4 days of waiting on Angel Island, Amina finally was in the United States. In all, it took her 40 days to reach the U.S. from her home. She missed her family and missed her friends. She had her apple tree branches, but now she had to decide where to go. She heard about a place called Russian Hill and decided that was probably where other people from Russia lived. So she climbed a very steep hill and at the top had a wonderful view of San Francisco. But she couldn't find any Russian people. She did find some trees, but they were young trees and silly. They were impressed she could speak to them because very few people in America bothered to learn the language of trees. And almost no one thought to even try talking to the trees because everyone was too busy to think about trees. These trees were very silly and young, but they did tell her she might be able to find some big trees if she traveled north along the coast of California. Before Amina left, one of the silly young crabapple trees asked if Amina could graft one of her branches to him. Amina said, "Of course," and she did. Amina set off north for the forests of Northern California. There, she hoped to find other crabapple trees, because those would be good to graft her apple branches onto. On her journey, she passed through valleys, climbed over mountains, and walked through prehistoric woodlands. Anywhere she went, the trees were happy to talk with her and told her where she could find food and shelter. Along the way, Amina would graft some of her apple tree branches on any tree that asked. She felt that she was keeping her friends close to her. Amina also met some trees who were expecting her. When she was nearly to Oregon, she came upon a forest full of ancient redwood trees. Their roots were deep and strong, and they had heard from her friends, the apple trees back home in Kazakhstan, that she would be coming to California to meet them. One very old redwood, bigger than any tree Amina had ever seen, told Amina wonderful stories about the forest and about the wisdom of the trees and about how trees keep the earth in balance. The redwood told Amina their name in tree language, of course. Owl's tree.
owl's tree," said Amina. "Thank you for teaching me so much and sharing so many stories. I have loved spending time with you and all the giant redwood trees. But I still have branches to craft. It's time for me to be going." Owl's tree said farewell and told Amina she was welcome to come back at any time for a chat. Amina kept walking north. In Oregon, she grafted apple branches and made friends with the red alder and white oak trees. When she got to Washington State, she had only a few branches left. She heard from some mountain hemlock trees about a wonderful town called Yakima, where the conditions were perfect for apple trees to grow. For her last branches from her dearest friend back home, Friendly Dappled Apple Tree, she grew the branches themselves. And in the years to come, they grew to be trees just like Friendly Dappled Apple Tree. As Amina's apple orchard grew, people from all over the state and eventually all over the country came to see her apple trees and eat their wonderful fruit. Amina's parents were able to come and live with her, bringing some more branches, growing the orchard, and bringing Amina even closer to her friends. People from all over the country asked for grafts of her special apple trees to take to their own orchards. And soon her apple trees were growing all across America. She built a small house near the orchard where she lived with her parents and cared for the trees. Once a year, she would travel to the redwood forest to speak with the ancient trees there and learn from them and hear their stories. Last time I went to Yakima, I bought some delicious apples from Amina, and she offered me a graft of one of her trees to take with me and plant back home. Amina is quite old now. She's over 100, but she still tends to her orchard, visits the redwoods, and speaks to the trees. Nowadays, she teaches ordinary people to speak to the trees and understand their language, because Amina knows if we all learn to listen to the trees, we will understand how important they are and how much we need them. So why don't you try talking with a tree? Maybe, just maybe, the tree will speak with you. That was Amina Appleseed by Tessa Flannery. Produced by Chad Shanai. Executive produced and performed by me, Rebecca Cunningham. With original music by Eli Denby Wood. Our theme music is by Amy Geisbers Van Wyk and Eli Denby Wood. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tell your friends about Girl Tales. And remember, I believe in you.
Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember. Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Being a princess is bigger than a crown. Being a princess, it takes kindness.
keep your head.